This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We love your feedback. We call the show What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind on the topics we're discussing or anything on your mind. 800-228-0550. You pick up the phone, you dial that number, you call us. 258-0550 from a 701 telephone number, 701-250-0550. You can also text me. Todd is off today, back tomorrow. I'll be, by the way, at the Lignite Energy Council's fall conference that's happening tomorrow. And Kevin Lawrence is the MC. He's the chief meteorologist for the KFAR, so I'm going to ask him about, you know, this snow. What, I mean, come on. It's October, early October. Enough of the snow. So I'll get you some answers there, and we'll talk with other folks as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for a full hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall and others from the clean, beautiful coal industry tomorrow on the program. All right, to text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. This hour, Senator John Hoeven will join us. If we have time, we're going to check in with Simon at the North Dakota Trade Office about this new NAFTA deal and the impacts for North Dakota agriculture, farmers and ranchers. That's a good thing. So that'll be coming up on the program. And Jim the Flagpole Guy, we didn't get in last hour, so we got to chat with him quickly. And then Chris Cramer will join us. Chris is going to start the hour with us this morning. Chris, of course, the very integral part of the success of Congressman Kevin Cramer, his spouse. They're a great team, and she does a lot of good work. She has been attacked by the Heitkamp campaign for working for the campaign, which is a little odd. Ken Conrad, a Democrat, does it, no problem. Kevin Cramer does a Republican. All of a sudden, it's some sort of nefarious deal. When in fact, it's actually a very good deal for the campaign, and that there was peanuts is what she got paid, peanuts and a whole lot of work. But anyway, there is the Democratic crowd that claims to be for women, that is concerned about women being victims, but then not celebrating somebody working alongside their husband in the workplace, in this case, the business of politics. So, a little disturbing. And I wanted a chance to visit with Chris a little bit about her feelings about all this, because it's been kind of crazy. Before we do that, though, Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, and this guy has been working like a dog. When did we set the goal for 100 flagpoles to go up in North Dakota over the next, it was last winter, wasn't it? We said, so next spring we'll start it, and the goal will be 100. Is that right, Jim?
That's right, Scott. Good morning. My goal was 100, and I'm getting kind of close. Last I counted, I loosely counted, it was over 80. I need my.
So here's the deal. So what we need to do is talk to this meteorologist guy, this Kevin Lawrence dude, at KFAR TV tomorrow at the Lignite Energy Council. Say enough already, right? We need thaw till, because you were putting flagpoles in till mid December last year, weren't you?
That's right. December 21st, I actually built a form that was frost proof and poured it for the ag center there in east of Jamestown, where they make ethanol. Yes, great group of people there.
Texter wants to know if Montana counts towards your goal. It does, doesn't it?
You betcha.
You putting any up in Montana?
Montana, tomorrow we go receive off freight company's truck 80-foot flagpole for Reynolds Market. Yes, sir.
Where is Reynolds Market?
There's Glendive, and I know they have one in Sydney. I think they have one in Dickinson, and
God bless them. 80-foot flagpole. That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And, of course, it's all U.S.-made, the parts and the flag and everything else. And Jim really does a great job helping you you know, maintain the flag, keeping that in perfect shape. Great system there. And also the buddy system, where you find somebody in your neighborhood or maybe somebody down the street on Main Street that wants a flagpole, and you go in together, and then Jim puts you on the calendar and you head there. So every corner, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota's been kind of fun. So I know you're coming back to Fargo soon, so anybody interested in Fargo, you better give them a call. West Fargo 2, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Anything else you want to tell us about today, Jim?
Well, you're talking Made in America. I just like to express my extreme gratitude for Americans in the traditional American way of life of hard work, self-accountability, family, faith, freedom, and when all of those are applied, you get success. And no other country in the world comes close to what we have here. And right now it's kind of teetering. And I hope people will come through and remember what our forefathers taught us, that we have the ability to, as an individual, to express ourselves. And may we not lose that. And my extreme gratitude for everybody that's put up flagpoles and those that are interested. I'm getting calls, Scott. Is it too late to get a flagpole? Is it too late to get a flagpole? Well, we're gonna wait till your guest tells us, the meteorologist, what kind of shot we have there. But let's hurry up and get your orders in, and I'll do my best to get it in for you.
That's awesome. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Amen. Appreciate that very much. Good to hear from you. Texter says, if you mentioned the new NDGOP ad out today about Heidi and the Dapple protest, it is awesome. I don't know that I have. I have it, and I watched it during a I saw it. I haven't heard it yet. But anyway, we'll play it. I'll add that one to the list for today. We got Chris Kramer now. We have Senator John Holman. And we have that ad and one other thing. Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Commerce Department and Jay Shuler and that email. And I didn't think it was a reason for Jay Shuler to be resigning, but I want to talk about that too. So all that coming up. But first, let me welcome to the program Chris Kramer. Chris is, as I said earlier, the spouse for Congressman Kevin Kramer. She also has been campaign manager for Kevin, and his three successful House runs as well. So got a pretty good track record going there. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
So how has this all been received as far as you're concerned? I mean, you've seen this swirl around, and it's been going on, you know, for even before you guys decided to run. What's your take on this attack from the Heitkamp campaign?
Well, we always knew it was coming, didn't we, Scott? I mean, they've been doing it since last fall. I think maybe it was their intention to do it and try to get Kevin's family to keep him out of the race. So, and you know, we don't like being attacked, really, for the work we've done. But I've never understood why I shouldn't get paid for work. You know, I've been working since I was 12 years old. My mom and dad had a business together in Kandu. They had a drugstore, and I've been working there all along. I got paid then. You know, I do hard work. I put in a lot of hours, and there's nothing ethically wrong with it. So I think the attack is pretty hypocritical from Heidi, who's all for women and equal pay. My 30-year-old daughter got a mailer in the mail from Heidi that talked about young women and women's rights and getting equal pay. And I'm not trying to get equal pay. I'm just getting paid for my efforts.
Well, and by the way, we should mention that the dollar amount the folks hear most often is over a long period of time. And didn't it come out to like $20,000 a year as campaign manager?
Yeah, I mean, I quit my job in January of 2012 at the University of Mary, where I worked for 17 years, and I was getting substantially more pay than that, and I had a very good and rewarding job at a great place to work, and but the campaign meant a lot to Kevin and me and our family, so I wanted to participate.
Yeah, and so, you know, if the implication is, and of course, just the fact that they give the amount without explaining how many years it's over tells you, you know, kind of how the games are played with political ads in and of themselves. But, I mean, what are you supposed to work for free? Is that, you think, what they were saying or what?
Yeah, I don't think they think that. I think they just want to try to attack us in any way they can. And they can't really attack Kevin on the issues because he thinks like North Dakotans do, so he's right on the issues, so they have to find some other things that they attack. So they're going to attack our family, and I expect they might continue to attack our family as the final weeks go by.
On this issue, or you know, you fear something else they're going to try and turn into a scandal or something?
I don't know. They don't have to be truthful. We've seen that, haven't we?
I guess it's easy when you don't have to be truthful, isn't it? You can just kind of cook up anything.
Listen, it is what we were thinking of when we, you know, one of the reasons that I didn't want Kevin to do this is because they don't have to be truthful, and they can say anything they want. And Kellyanne Conway, she was one of the people that helped me change my mind because I expressed that to her at the prayer breakfast when she brought all her kids to get their picture taken with Carson Wentz. And I said, Kelly, they are so mean. And she said, yeah, they're mean to me every day, but America's worth it.
America is worth it. More with Chris Kramer after the break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables to pool table and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at hot spring spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it. And Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States. So they can do custom pool tables. And we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. The Brunswick and Olhausen Pool Tables. Come see them. The best brands, Olhausen and Brunswick, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, and save big.
I'm NDSU Extension crop economist Dr. Frayn Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until midsummer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice, plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A little flashback to the Trump campaign, where his campaign theme song was, "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet." Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I love it. Still giving him fits. Isn't it great? You know how you escape the insanity of, you know, all the political swirl and things are going on? I did it almost 2 years ago, and I'm going to do it again with my wife, Maria, and our family. We're going to Norway, led by the best of the best, Carol Juven, a national treasure. This guy, well, he's a Norwegian treasure. They love him there. They give him medals, the kings, everything else. And, of course, he has sent so many people to Norway. And I have to tell you, this is something my wife wanted to do. And I was, you know, okay, honey, yep, it's vacation time, we'll go. But I fell in love with Norway. And I am so excited to go back June 14th through the 29th. We have a really unique tour this year that includes a lot because you're going to explore beautiful Norway, 1,303 miles of beautiful western coast, a boat, train, air, luxury motor coach, the whole works. It's only $54.95. The trip's incredible. We're going to be on a brand new Volvo bus. It has two doors on it, so you're never waiting to get off or get on. It's just really nice to hop on and off. And it's just, I mean, you've never been on a bus like this. They're incredible. So that's part of the tour. And the hotels are incredible. The food is fantastic. There's so much to see. We're going to northern Norway, the northernmost part of Norway, which is going to be a blast as well. So we'll go to some spots. If you've been to Norway, you've been to like Trondheim and Oslo and Bergen, but also to places you haven't been before, Hammerfest and up north. So it's really amazing. It is great. Pulpit Rock, 2,800 feet out of the sea. I mean, just a lot of great things. I have a beautiful brochure I'd love to send you. I want to send this to you, okay? And all you need to do is email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, and then I'll send you the brochure. scotth@flagfamily.com, okay? scotth@flagfamily.com. You got that? All right. There we go. Back with Chris Kramer. Our conversation continues on what's on your mind. By the way, Juven Tours telephone number, if you can't wait and you've got a few more questions and you say, I want to talk to Carol, I want to find out what's going on, here's the toll-free number for Carol, 800-343-0093. Sorry, I forgot to give that. Or in Fargo, 237-9000. 237-9000 or 800-343-0093. Okay. Now, we're back to it on what's on your mind. And Chris Kramer is here. We're talking about one of the uglier parts of this campaign season, and that's been the attack from the Heitkamp campaign on Chris as a woman for, are you ready? Get ready for it. Working. Yeah, working. Somebody earlier wanted us to ask you if you feel like a victim in all of this.
I don't do gender politics, and I don't play victim. And, you know, I've said this before to other people. My great-grandmother came over to America as a teenager with her brother from Norway, and she homesteaded. And women in North Dakota have been working alongside their husbands and by themselves for a long time. I have not seen the need to have special programs for women, and I know I'm talking to some women out there, or some women are listening right now that are going to say, well, maybe you haven't experienced any discrimination because you're a woman, but I have. And yeah, that's probably right. But you know what? Women are strong, and we need to tell each other that. We don't need to be victims. We're strong.
Texter says, Chris, have there been any recent polling between the Senate candidates? Will there be a debate?
Well, our first debate is coming up Friday night on October 5th, Prairie Public Television, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's the first one. There's another one on the 18th, North Dakota Newspaper Association. There's the broadcasters also. So those are the three debates that are scheduled. And there's polling. Yeah, KVLY came out last night, 51-41. Kevin was ahead of Senator Heitkamp.
Yeah, a big jump in that poll from when it was taken earlier this year. Texter says, if Chris had young kids, was in the middle of a divorce, the Democrats would be cheering her and telling her to go after Kevin for more than the $2,000 a month. I don't know if you want to say anything about that, but obviously a little bit of a sense of humor there. But it is sort of ironic on how this is like being used. I mean, there's no actual factual basis to this, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe I could, you know, sue Kevin for back pay and
then they would be cheering you. Yes, he's suing him. All right. The Bible verse from James 1:12 is spot on for Judge K. Okay. I'm going to check that out. See
it
if you're right.
James what?
1:12. Yeah, so I don't have that one committed to memory. So I'll go look and see what they think. But thank you for sharing. Didn't Obama, this is another texter, didn't Obama sign the Lilly Ledbetter Act that requires equal pay for women? What is Heidi talking about? Again, this, I think it's easy to get sucked into the factual part of this, but it really isn't anything other than a political attack. Right, Chris?
That's right. That's what it is. She might start attacking the rest of our family, too, because they have done work for the campaign over the years, and our daughters both have small businesses of their own, so any work they do for somebody else means they're not doing their own work, and they've been very helpful.
Another texter says, bravo, Mrs. Kramer. Bravo, Mrs. Kramer. So, interesting feedback from people. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to say about all of this, Chris, you want people to know?
Well, I think, you know, there really is real work in campaigns, and I know some people only see in a two-year House race that, you know, we wait till after Labor Day to have anything that's very public as in the ads, but, you know, we are fundraising all the time. I work with a lot of vendors. We have a direct mail vendor. There were times when I worked with digital vendors. We've had a couple different ones. In fact, if you remember the straw poll that was taken before the primary that had Donald Trump winning, that was, you know, one of our digital vendors that we had. You know, there's money that has to be deposited. It has to be entered in our database, and those are all things I do. We get invitations out. We do, you know, travel arrangements for Kevin. We do political scheduling. And then when you get to the actual campaigns, you know, you've got the yard signs and hiring people and more consultants. And, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see. And I don't think you could find a campaign, a House campaign or a Senate campaign, that doesn't have somebody working year-round on it. I mean, Senator Hoeven, who's only up for election every 6 years, he's got two people working on his campaign all the time. So, you know, it's very common, and I guess one thing I do want to say is that we take seriously the money that the donors send us, and I think that they've gotten a good price. We've been successful in our three campaigns, and I'm paid lower. We work out of our home most of the time, and we've used their money wisely. So we're proud about that.
Yeah, makes good sense. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the time very much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Chris Kramer, wife of Congressman Kevin Kramer, who too on this has said, why wouldn't I want my wife working alongside me? I mean, that's isn't that family values? More after this than What's
Living
on Your Mind.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land in Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Sheridan, Oliver, Richland, and Dunn counties, and excellent farm retirement equipment auctions in Halliday, Sentinel Butte, and Cheyenne, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minutes ago on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declares,
the Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh on this floor this week.
The Republican leader accusing Democrats of continuing to use a strategy of, in his words, delay, delay, delay when it comes to confirming Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's undergoing a follow-up background investigation by the FBI following allegations of sexual misconduct against him that he denies. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says of McConnell,
coming from a leader who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House.
Police in North Carolina have confirmed the body found last week in a pond is that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich, the autistic boy who ran away from his dad and went missing on September 22nd. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A couple more hours of the show. I'm going to call Charlie Thomas after the show today and say, Charlie, okay, you add two, we'll add two, you add two, we'll add two. All of a sudden, we'll have a 4-hour show. There you go. Charlie Thomas is the big boss of iHeartMedia from our mothership 550 KFIR. And, of course, we have AM 1100, the flag, the blowtorch of the Red River Valley, right? Yeah, of course. Exactly right. Meaning I just don't have enough time to get to all this stuff. Somebody's asking me a Measure One question. I still haven't got to the email yet that I promised I would get to. What can I tell you? He said, give me the quick scoop on Measure One. It's shady. Okay, that's all you need to know. That's the truth. Out-of-state folks wrote this, and they have ulterior motives. Funded from California and Massachusetts. Creates a whole new layer of government that we just don't need. Cost a ton of money. And basically overwrite all the other protections and rights that are in the Constitution. So it's just a bad, bad, bad idea. Bad idea. So I hope that answers your question. Another thing I was going to tell you is that I might have to go down and actually pick out my own steer at the Lazy J Ranch because they're so darn popular. People have their name. Yep, that's mine. Yep, that's mine. And so once they have, then they arrange to come on up to a butcher shop near you, and you get that great grass-finished beef.
Wife and I were actually talking about the Lazy J.
One of our neighbors said, hey, we'll go in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The missus asked me about it.
To do some more. Not a bad idea. The big thing is the taste. It really is. It's a great taste by doing the grass-finished beef. And when you call down there, they can give you all the particulars on it. They're just really passionate about how they do what they do. Grass-finished beef gives you more of the omega 3 oils, which is big, too. 605-524-3472 is the telephone number. 605-524-3472 on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch. 605-524-3472. Okay. Senator John Hoeven is on the line. Next up on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I really am. Just a busy, fun time. So much going on, and love it. How about you? Would you characterize the current environment of the Senate as calm, cool, and collected, or a little bit crazy?
Well, you know, obviously it's challenging. We're trying to work through this confirmation process. for Judge Kavanaugh and get it done in an orderly and fair way. So it's challenging.
Just want to give you a fair warning that I plan to judge the success of this interview based on whether or not some of your answers are similar to those of your colleague, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, who was on Fox last night answering questions about the Kavanaugh nomination and how things felt right now.
This entire thing makes me want to heave. If you think this is about searching for the truth, you ought to put down the bong. And it's time for everybody to woman up and man up and be a senator and cast your vote in front of God and country.
He is a piece of work, isn't he?
He's an interesting guy, and I always enjoy him. We're friends, and, he has his own way with the word. There's no question about it, so I can see why he caught your attention.
Oh, my God. I about drove off the road when I heard him say that yesterday.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana, and he has some of the darndest sayings. One thing that I said that he really liked and asked if he could use is, getting on something or working on something like a cat pouncing on a fat rat. He loved that one. So if you hear him say that one, Scott, I told him you could absolutely use it. And so if you hear him say it, you'll know where he got it.
Yeah, full credit on that one, for sure. So on the Kavanaugh thing, obviously a lot of drama last week on how this got to where we are. I heard Mitch McConnell today say, we're voting this week, let's go. I heard Chuck Schumer a few minutes later saying, hey, we need time, try and expand this so that, everything you knew they would do. Do you think Mitch McConnell's had enough and there will actually be a vote this week?
Yeah, I do. The FBI investigation is to be completed by Friday, and so I expect we'll have a vote Friday or Saturday.
And what's your take on the whole drama over, you've got some Republican votes that are teetering. It sounds like Flake now is okay because he just wanted the delay for the investigation of 1 week. But you have Murkowski. You have Susan Collins, and then, of course, you have your North Dakota colleague, Heidi Heitkamp, on the Democratic side, and a few others that some say, probably will, but are waiting to see. Are the numbers there, do you think?
I think they will be, Scott. Look, there's been six FBI background investigations, six over a long period of time. And remember, these are professional investigators. They're experts at it. And so they've done this six times, so I really think that a seventh investigation will provide the information that we already have based on the first six.
And when do you anticipate that vote happening?
Well, right now it depends on when the leader files cloture. If he files it tomorrow, then we'd have vote on Saturday, is I think how the math works out. So, again, I expect it'll be either Friday or Saturday.
And he's not doing that yet because he's waiting for the FBI investigation to come to a close?
Well, in part, but obviously he's also talking to Jeff Flake and to Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. Obviously we have to have at least 50 votes, and then with the vice president, it'd be 51. And so he's talking to them as well and probably some other considerations. But, again, he's made it pretty clear that as Kennedy said, that it's time to vote, and it's probably going to be either Friday or Saturday.
Has this been something different than any other contentious issue that you've seen? I mean, did this sort of trip a trigger? It seems to me pretty ugly. I mean, that Senate Judiciary Committee got really, really ugly, and obviously the Democrats are not happy that Donald Trump gets another pick on the Supreme Court. But has it been different than any other time? Do you feel a new kind of tension or anything?
Yeah, it's a real concern. This has been very difficult and very challenging. We have to be very careful when we're talking about people's reputation. This is a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. At the same time, we have to be careful if there is an allegation of any type of sexual abuse to make sure that we have reviewed it and made sure that people have a chance to come forward and they're treated with dignity and respect. And so, myself and I think many others have tried to work through this in a thoughtful, careful manner and to get to the facts and to make sure that we're working on the facts and what can be corroborated and substantiated. And so it is a very difficult process. It has been challenging. But again, I think, you know, I've tried to work through that as carefully and as thoughtfully as I can and make my decisions based on facts and what can be substantiated. And we want to have somebody on the court who is a constitutional conservative.
Let's talk a little bit about yesterday's news that Canada finally came along, and now we have what is, I guess, a new NAFTA. We're calling it YMCA because it's easier to say, but it is obviously, you know, U.S. MCA or M, I can't even remember. But anyway, the point is...
Scott, you can remember it's USMCA.
Yeah, okay.
Semper Fi, Great Marine Corps, right?
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
That... Agreement at the end, you'll never forget it. And it's really... look, we worked so hard on this. I'm glad we're talking about it. So this is on the other end of the spectrum where it's just a really upbeat, great thing. And, it, you know, it's been overshadowed by the nomination process. But this is good for our farmers, and we worked hard to get it.
What is the biggest win for North Dakota in this new deal?
Well, there's a number of them, but right at the top is one you and I talked about, along with the farm groups, and that's for our wheat growers. Right now, our wheat goes up to Canada. It's immediately downgraded by their inspectors to feed grade. So that drops the price. They do that to us right away. It's clearly an unfair trade practice. As you know, I pressed on the record our trade negotiators. They committed to me that they would get this changed. They said they would make it a priority in the negotiation. They did. We got it. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal, a big deal. So, you know, of the concerns that you've heard from farmers and ranchers, are they breathing a sigh of relief here? Is this just one piece of the puzzle? What's your take on how this is being received by, you know, the farmers and ranchers of North Dakota?
I think it's being well received, and it's a big piece of the puzzle because remember now we've got Mexico and Canada in NAFTA. All along we talked about getting NAFTA done this fall. I really was pressing the president and the administration in multiple meetings. They kept saying things were going well with Mexico. I said, hey, then let's get Mexico in the deal. That'll put pressure on Canada. The administration worked through it that way. They said they'd get something this fall. They have. I believe this will be ratified in the proper order. But it also, I think, really helps our farmers now in this step-by-step process because now they can move things like corn and some of their small grains, which will help them in the fall, along with the assistance payments as we work to get agreement with China. It also helps put pressure on China because we now have NAFTA, which is all of North America, and we're negotiating with the EU, which I think helps to isolate China in the negotiation. So, again, we got to keep this moving, but this is a big step.
Where are we at with the farm bill? I know that that Senator Heitkamp has been critical of Congressman Cramer for, quote, pushing a partisan farm bill, and rather than the others. What is your take on where we're at right now? We're past the deadline, obviously. Are we close to a deal, or what's happening?
It's the same issues we've talked about. I mean, one is some of the total cost of the bill as people jockey because they have different aspects that they want funded. I think for the most part we've got our priorities nailed down there. But we still have some work left on that top line, although I don't think that's really holding up the deal. It really is back to the food stamp issue. And there, you know, we've got to have a reasonable work requirement that just takes some compromise between Senate Democrats and House Republicans. And I think the deal's there to be had. Some people are talking extension. I'm saying, no, let's keep the pressure on to get the thing done.
Is Congressman Cramer supporting the House version? Something that is fair game for criticism from Senator Heitkamp, do you believe?
Well, only in the sense, I mean, no, not from the standpoint that we need a work requirement, but both, like I say, both sides have to move towards it, each other a little bit, and we should have a reasonable work requirement. I think Congressman Cramer is for a reasonable work requirement. That's common sense. I think that's what we should have.
Yeah, sure, seems to make sense. I mean, to talk to our listeners, they'd say, hey, you know, if you're receiving benefits and to work, if you're able-bodied, if you're able to do it, makes perfect sense. So, you know, it's amazing that isn't brought up more because I know the Democrats were insistent against that for some reason. Senator, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Always a great update on the new NAFTA. We appreciate it.
You're listening to the program.
All right,
that's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi,
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land in Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Sheridan, Oliver, Richland, and Dunn counties, and excellent farm retirement equipment auctions in Halliday, Sentinel Butte, and Cheyenne, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality. When using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Beautiful coal. What to give us? Affordable, reliable energy, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take that for granted. LightNet Energy Council's fall conference is tomorrow. Hope you can be there. So many folks throughout our state benefit from this industry. And I love their vendors. I really do. You know that LightNet Energy Council is made up of vendors and people from the industry and people supply the industry. And it accounts for a lot of jobs, a lot of economic activity, and great place to find out more about that. They're also doing, as part of their fall conference tomorrow, a discussion on the Measure 1 and the Ethics Commission. That's one you got to know about. 10:30 tomorrow, we'll be there with Congressman Kevin Cramer and others from the industry. So looking forward to that very much. Brenda has been on the road for like an hour on I-29 waiting to get in here. I apologize, Brenda. It usually doesn't take quite that long, but you had a question that was not for either of our guests. So now
yeah,
you're in.
That's our...
What's on your mind?
All right. Well, you made my drive go quicker.
I'm glad. Thank you so much.
Yeah. But, hey, I'm a woman, and I just kind of had an observation. Have you happened to see Dr. Ford's yearbook photo?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. Well,
I've seen his.
I maybe have.
Maybe it was side by side. I guess I wasn't sure if that was Yale. But she wouldn't have been at Yale. She was just in high school.
Yeah, no. And I just observing that there is no way the captain of the varsity football team at Georgetown Prep was desperate enough to make out with her. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic, right?
I can't, Brenda, you realize if I said that, I'd be off the air for the next 2 years under suspension.
I know. Listen, I know. It's probably not very PC, but I just made that observation. I'm a red-blooded woman, you know, and I do find it kind of odd that he only assaulted leftists. I mean, there's not a Republican in the bunch.
When our kids were little. And they would say something a little derogatory. I would have said they're all God's children. So then a little later, when they would pull it, they'd catch themselves. I know, Dad, they're all God's children. I'm sorry. Yeah. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I.
Yeah. But anyway, just a little observation.
Just a little observation. Exactly right, Brenda. And where were you going, by the way, on I-29?
Well, I was heading up to my brother's in Thompson, North Dakota.
Oh, very nice. The Tommies. I know Thompson very well. Yep.
Yeah, good potato country, beet country, you bet.
A lot going on. That's rich, rich, beautiful soil up there. You betcha. Thank you, Brenda.
All right. Please, baby.
Please call again and make any other comparisons you deem fit there. Huh? How about that? Somebody said, hey, how about that new ad? Who is it here? Dave. Have you mentioned the new NDGOP ad out today about Heidi and the DAPL protest? It's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to not take your word for it. We're actually going to play the ad.
Right on time. Violent radicals terrorized our state during the DAPL protests, setting fires, hurling dangerous explosives, and Heidi Heitkamp did nothing.
They are trespassing on private.
All right. We had something going on underneath it, so I'm going to start it over again. Here we go. Title of the ad is Did Nothing. Here it is.
Violent radicals terrorized our state during the DAPL protests, setting fires, hurling dangerous explosives, and Heidi Heitkamp did nothing.
They are trespassing on private properties. They're burning cars. They're throwing rocks and bottles at law enforcement officers.
Heidi failed to condemn the violence, failed to protect our property rights, failed to defend our law enforcement. When we needed her most, Heidi Heitkamp did nothing.
That's a spectacular ad. Spectacular ad. Because it puts in a nutshell what I've heard a million times. And that is, people were furious at that. They knew the truth in every fiber of their being, and they saw nothing from her, which you don't do when you're a United States senator. Yep. You're right, Dave. It was a good ad. Somebody earlier said the Bible verse from James 1:12 was spot on for Judge K, and as usual, you came through by telling us what it was. In fact, I have probably a dozen different texts here. I have a number of texts on getting signs. People want Kramer signs. They want more information on Norway. They want the brochure to Norway. And they're telling me that James 1:12 is, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Wow. Thank you. Very nice. I have a minute, and Tim and Bismarck, you're next. I'm going to try and do both here. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this, but I did last night on Facebook, and it's up there if you want to talk about it. But North Dakota Commerce Commissioner Jay Shuler resigned yesterday because he sent an email to Commerce Department staff. And the email I read, and I'm going, what's in this email? Why is somebody offended by this? I did see a reference to, St. Peter. And denying Jesus three times. I did see references to the Kavanaugh situation, and there was an attachment to it about the perfect man. And a perfect man wakes up every day at 5 a.m., exercises every day, makes his own bed, cleans his room, works sincerely, does not touch alcohol, helps in the kitchen, does not indulge in nightlife, is always punctual, prays daily, reads, hits the bed at 9 p.m. sharp. Where do you find perfect men? The answer is jail. That's called humor. It's kind of funny. I don't get it. Tim, you got the last 20 seconds here. You're in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Yeah, in the 70s, I was a Democrat, and then I came to my senses, and I became a Republican and donated money to him for many years, including Hoven. But in about 2008, I realized how much they make me sick, and they make a bunch of promises and don't follow through.
Sounds like you want to be more Trump-like and fight. Call again, Tim.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckus. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.